Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seeking, you shall find.
Correct.
You're looking for some food for thought. You've come to the right place. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Ken Kessler and Richie and Jennifer and Molly and Doug, focused on Bruce Jenner. All-American guy. Wait a minute. All-American girl. Wait a minute. All-American... What? All-American...
Identifies as a woman.
Okay.
I think he's a she now, right? Officially?
He calls himself a she.
Has he had the operation?
No. But so he says he's going to, at some point, maybe down the road, consider that. But if he does, he said he won't make it public. That you'll never know if he changed.
You'll never know.
On the bottom. But he does. He has added breasts to himself. He shaved off his trachea. Or not his trachea, his Adam's apple.
Shaved it off. How do you shave off your Adam's apple?
You can shave it down.
Huh?
Well, because that's a distinguishing feature between men and women.
Yeah, no, but you
women.
Can't shave it down. It's a part of your anatomy. You gotta take it out.
You shave it down.
Shave it down how?
You shave it down. That's what they
with
do.
What?
They call it a transgeal shave or something.
But well, you have to go in there to get at it.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's a surgery.
Yeah, okay. Well, shaving it down would...
I don't mean with like a razor, Doug. I mean like they do it. It's a medical procedure where they shave it down so it doesn't protrude as much.
Got it. All right. So what else? How many people watched the Diane Sawyer interview on ABC Friday night? Raise your hands, please.
My wife watched it and she explained it to me.
Really? It was like the Super Bowl for me. Like I ordered food in and I was on the couch. Like it was, I was like glued to the TV for a couple hours.
All right, let's have Molly updated. Great. Molly does a great job of playing straight man to whatever straight person. That's not
woman,
right.
Woman, man, I don't know. Whatever.
What? Are you talking about you or are you talking about him?
I honestly came away from that interview more confused than Bruce Jenner.
How so?
Just on what he was saying, that I identify as a woman, but she hasn't had the operation.
After being married to that person he was married to for that long, I can imagine she's pretty good at emasculating men.
Well, here's
appear.
What we found out during that special, Dougie. Yeah. And yes, that's true. I was making that joke all along. But I think that he was already in the transition phase when he married Chris.
Really?
He had, according to, this is what I took away, Molly, agree with me or not here, but he had always felt like a girl from the time he was a little kid. He would wear his sister's clothes secretly.
Really?
He had two marriages. When the second marriage broke up, he was very depressed, and he went to a therapist, and the therapist said, look, you are transgender. This is, you are a woman.
How do you get
like,
that
you
from being depressed?
This.
I know a lot of depressed people.
Well...
I was depressed this past winter. I didn't know.
Let
not
me finish my story, Doug.
Okay, Jennifer.
So then he gets. So then the guy helps him. This doctor helps him get the female hormones. He was on female hormones for 4 years. That's when Bruce Jenner, the athlete, you know, the good-looking Adonis guy that everybody knew, started turning into the guy who started having a lot of plastic surgeries and facelifts. It was during that time. He then met Kris Jenner, told her that he had been on these female hormones for like 4 years, and had already started his transition, and it upset her, so he stopped. And that's actually, he stopped doing it after he married her.
But her maiden, wasn't she Kardashian? What's her name?
Yeah.
She's a Kardashian.
She I don't know what originally, but she was Kris Kardashian, then she was Kris Jenner.
Ah, okay.
So the big shocking revelation for me was when I was asking my wife what she thought of it was, he's not gay. He doesn't like guys.
No. Well, no, he said he's bisexual.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't hear him say that.
Really?
I heard him say that he was straight. And that he loves women, but that he is a woman himself. But if he does have the surgery and he gets the parts, then Diane Sawyer said, well, then will you be a lesbian? And he kind of laughed and said, I guess. But
I heard him say that he's not gay.
Now I know why Molly
gay.
Says she's more confused.
And then the big wow moment is, you know.
Wait a minute.
He's a Republican.
Did he say that?
Yeah. And everybody on Twitter was like, oh, what? Like Perez Hilton was all upset. Perez started writing all these nasty things about Republic. Diane Sawyer said, well, didn't it make you feel great to hear President Obama use transgender in his State of the Union address? It's the first time a president's ever done it. And he's like, well, I guess it was good, but I don't really like the guy. And Diane Sawyer says, well, what, are you a Republican? He said, well, yeah. He's like, I like the Constitution.
Wow.
All right, so now he has a new e-reality show, which will showcase life as a transgender woman.
And I'll watch every minute of it. This thing so...
So who's producing? This
has
got to be...
this is a Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest, yeah, of course. Yeah.
This is not like... I'm not trying to throw stones at Bruce Jenner. I mean, I was actually quite taken. I thought he was very sincere.
So was my wife. She was...
But this whole thing has got me so confused. Because I can wrap my head around gay. I get that. This is just so... I mean, not at your core to feel like you're in the wrong body. It just...
Why? Why is God, if you believe in God or the ultimate intelligence, the force, however you want to look at it, why... This is one of those things that taxes our mind like so many other things that we can't understand. We are so used to putting things into boxes. It's got to fit here like that. It's got to fit there like that or over there. And when something like this shows up, we don't know what to do with it. Thus Molly saying, I'm confused, I don't know what to make of this at all. And I guess under the circumstances, I would say the same thing. But then, you know what? It's something, it becomes like the two-headed lady at the circus. It's something that people want to gawk at, they want to stare at, or they want to...
She did such a good job of personalizing it. I mean, you want to talk about being a voice for a movement? I mean, Bruce Jenner is a voice for a movement now. And he did a great job of personalizing it. I don't think he made it into like a freaky thing. The science behind, I think I just wish, and Molly, maybe you can chime in, because I felt the same way. I think I wanted more. I wish Diane Sawyer had said, what is this next year? Because they kept talking about this year where he's going to transition. This is the last time we're going to see male Bruce Jenner. Jenner, excuse me. It's the last time we see the male version of him.
Yeah.
And so now he's going to come out as a female. So what happens in this year? Does he just live as a woman? Is he going to...
Well, those are questions yet to be answered.
And also when he says he's not gay, but he identifies as a woman. He says, I'm a woman. So if he's a woman and is not attracted to men and he's dating women, doesn't that make him a lesbian?
I don't know. Now I got a headache. 14 past the hour. We'll be joined in a moment by a lady who's going to help you explain to your children what to say or how to talk about the disasters in terms of, let's say, the earthquake in Nepal, if you will, or other things that befall us, suggestions on how to talk over these situations with your children. Up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
At
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061. 800-500-1061.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, 16 after the hour. Jennifer and Molly and Kenny and Richie and I have Judith Prager with us. She's co-authored and written books on verbal first aid for first responders, parents, children, that sort of thing. So we're here to talk about how to help your children understand some of the things coming out of these stories, some of the news that's horrific. The earthquake in Nepal certainly gives us an opportunity to do that, Judith. So how do you talk to your children? Is that where this started? Was this something that you just practiced at home?
Good morning, Doug. Well, yes, that's one small aspect of it. But we wrote a book originally called The Worst is Over, What to Say When Every Moment Counts. And that's for everyone, for anyone you encounter in an accident, what you say to them at the time that they are frightened and in pain, has a physiological and emotional effect, what you say. If you say, oh, buddy, you really broke yourself up, that person makes adrenaline and cortisol in their body that goes running through their body in fear, and because anyone who comes to them when they are in shock, everything that we say is kind of a command, almost a hypnotic command. They're in fight, flight, or fear. Mm. So whatever we say makes chemicals in their body. But if we can say to them, the worst is over, we're right here, we're here, we can take care of you, we know what to do, and we'll take care of you right now.
Isn't it
then
amazing?
The body can... Well,
that's the point here. This words, phrases, sentences are so important. Not only the words, but how you deliver them. And this is what you learn from the news media. That's all about scaring you, filling you full of fear, getting you to listen to the next words or whatever the next video is on the screen. And this is just the opposite. Practicing responsibility and calming down fears, because fears often, not always, but often are based on words. There is a connotation to words, and there is a reflection that comes from words, right?
You're exactly right. The picture in your mind is what is what's telling you. And mostly it comes from something that happened before, your past or your fears, or an anticipation, as opposed to being right here, right now, and knowing that someone else understands and is here to help you. So we talk to first responders, we talk to parents. You know, kids reflect parents' attitudes. And when there are frightening things like tornadoes, and we have to prepare for them, the parent's attitude is so important, because a calm, prepared parent models safe practice and gives the child some way to feel that we have some minor control over this. Children, when we talk about how to talk to children about tornadoes, about the scary weather that seems to be covering the country right now, children don't have any control over anything. You know, they're told they're going to the dentist, they're going to grandma's. They don't get to control anything. But when you know it's coming, you aren't as surprised by the unexpected, and you can begin to feel like you have some control. When you have a sense of rehearsal, what we call mental rehearsal, there's a man named Lieutenant Dave Gross, and he trains West Point Green Berets and other military people who go into dangerous situations. And he has a quote that I love. He says, preparation is inoculation against fear.
Wow.
And Wendy, is that beautiful? Preparation is inoculation
against fear. I'm going to have to remember that. Richie, write that down. Preparation is inoculation against fear. You know what?
That's beautiful.
That is more, I think that has an adult value to it as well as for children. But there, with the tornadoes and severe weather this past weekend all over the country, it has value in that circumstance as well. The website is judithprager.com. For the worst is over, what to say when every moment counts. Judith Prager here with us on Good Day.
Hi,
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why so serious?
So free, so fast, you are wrong. In all the right ways, all the other
stars. This is going to demonstrate my musical ignorance of some of the pop flames that are available. I'm listening to Pink with all of you, Jennifer and Molly and Kenny and Richie and I. Pink, I think she sounds like about a half a dozen other female singers of this era.
She's got power, man.
No, I'm not saying she doesn't have power, but I listen to this and it sounds like the same beat, the same sort of background. It sounds. What's this? The story of the story here, Jennifer, is.
Well, what are you laughing me about?
This song.
Oh,
what's this song about? Yeah.
This is one of her party songs. I mean, Pink has actually got a really wide range where she does a lot of ballad stuff. She does dance stuff. This is one of her fun ones. But I saw her in concert last year in L.A.
Yeah.
She is amazing, Dougie. You would flip out because I know you love strong women.
Yeah.
She gets out on a she does trapeze work above the crowd.
Wow.
And she sings as she's, like, hanging from the ceiling of the Staples Center, and she can keep her voice. I mean,
really?
You have to have such controlled air.
Or is
I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Were you able to hear like that
you
kind of stuff?
You can hear her moving around. Okay. She really, I mean, impressed the heck out of me. I mean, she's hanging upside down and singing really beautiful work that she does. I mean, her show is like this circus.
An amazing
it's incredible.
State. Really? Yeah, she works out big time.
All right, so a mother's decision to take her 11-year-old to see Pink in concert has a judge saying, so what? The judge says the concert trip isn't evidence of bad parenting.
No.
The report is the girl's parents are divorced. Her father accused his ex-wife of abusing her parental discretion by taking their daughter to a concert at the Prudential Center in Newark.
Oh, please.
But the Supreme Court, this went all the way to the Supreme Court in New Jersey, rejected the complaint in a decision that contained a brief history of rock and roll and a commentary on the increasing use of judges as referees for warring divorced parents. Can you imagine anything as absurd as this getting as far as it did in court?
No. She's 12. Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about a six-year-old. And Pink is actually a really good role model for girls because she's not traditionally, like, drop-dead gorgeous. But she talks, I mean, she talks a lot about empowering females. I don't think there's anything wrong.
This song, Pink describes the song as a celebration for people who feel left out from the popular crowd. And in the video, she's very much for animal rights as well.
Yep.
It's very, very cute because she stands in front of a matador who's trying to kill a bull in a bullfight and protects the bull.
Protects the bull. That's
Yeah. She's very cool.
All right. So there's the story of Pink and something foolish going on in court that had to get the jurisprudence system involved. All right. Let's go back to this date, 1976, Richie.
I'm there.
Maxine Nightingale gets a gold record for this song, Right Back Where I Started From. What'd you say, Jen Jen?
That was an interesting transition.
Well, of course it's an interesting
Maxine Nightingale.
We're known for interesting transitions here on Good Day. Nightingale was in the production of Hair and Jesus Christ Superstar, Godspell, in the early 70s. This was the number one hit for 2 weeks in 1976. This is a good physical song. As I remember, she's pretty physical, too. Crank this up, Richie, will you? By the little things I say, so, this does it for me, as Pink does it for Jennifer, in a manner of speaking. Although, I can see the two of them. I mean, there's a similarity.
I like them both.
And exactly. Not similar in their style, but in their impact on music at the time when they are popular. So, crank that puppy up there, Richie, will you please? Yes, gets it still for this. Remember the day. Oh, wrong verse. I want to be in a studio when they are recording this to get all of this, the sounds together. That's very cool. All right, it's the 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
What money means to you impacts how you ask for it. Job and fundraising expert Laura Fredericks.
Does money mean opportunity, or does it mean taking away something? Does it mean how you were raised and you didn't have it, or other people had it? Does it mean freedom, or does it mean debts, bills, and what I can never achieve? And so your approach to money governs how you can ask, because if you don't have a good relationship with money, you're not going to be a good asker.
When you talk to your boss about a raise or solicit donations, your enthusiasm can be infectious.
So then when you ask for money, it becomes just an amazingly empowering and positive situation rather than I'm taking something away from somebody. And so when you approach it in a positive manner, you by and large get a pretty positive response. It's all how you approach it, but you really have to think about what money means to you.
Laura Fredericks takes us through that touchy negotiation for money this week on Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Her book is The Ask. I'm Aileen Ellis.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7788 at checkout. Code 77.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Children everywhere, hello, welcome to the Good Day Program. 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Dr. Bruce Chanoff will join us in a few minutes with his take on medicine behind the scenes, if you will. I have a problem, and I would like you to understand.
I love you, Ducky.
She doesn't even know what it is, but she's laughing at your problem. Whatever it is, it's hilarious.
We can go alphabetically. We can go timeline.
How do we catalog this?
Yeah, we can do it all kinds of ways.
The Dewey Decimal System?
The Dewey Decimal System? Everybody, yeah.
Notice Kenny's the only smart one here. He's not saying anything.
The new girl getting in on the action.
I'm sorry. It's just easy.
The new girl's getting in on the action.
I know. That's awesome. See, thank you, Molly. Sometimes he just throws you these softballs. What are you going to do? You stand there and
he hasn't been here a week and she's already like, hey, this is fun.
Wait till you cash that first check.
I love it.
All right, anyway. As I was saying before, I was
so not really
rudely interrupted. Drones.
Yeah.
All right, problem.
I've got one.
You have one? Where do you keep it?
Yeah, it's in my son's room on his shelf.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've dated a few.
It's a nice thing to say about them, actually.
By the way,
here's a visualization for you.
I don't want to detract, but will you guys remind me later to tell you about my latest online dating escapade? It's not to be missed.
All right. All right. So, you see, Molly, yeah, I want you to get used to this. It took me, I had to control the program for an hour and a half, anyway, or about 2.5 hours, because Jennifer didn't get here until an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
So I did okay until now.
What are you accusing me of?
I'm not sure what I'm accusing you of, but whatever
I
it is,
I do want to hear about
guilty.
Our online dating thing, though.
instead of me talking about drones?
Well,
right.
Kind of.
Well, we'll go around the room. Who wants to hear about Jennifer's dating escapade versus the drone? Dating or drones?
Up.
Kenny?
Oh, I want to hear Jennifer's story.
Richie?
I want to hear Jennifer's story, but I feel like we need to deliver some important information for people to
this could be important.
Jennifer's story could be important.
Could be important.
Okay.
It's Molly?
Useful.
I you know, I've done online dating, and it is hilarious, so this is probably good.
I know a lot of people have gotten married from it, so it's very useful. It's the way
not
it works
me.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Frightening. I do want to hear the drone thing, too. Can we do
both?
We'll
do the drone thing first.
Yeah,
we'll do the drone thing first, and then we'll do dating with Jennifer.
Hold the phone here.
What?
Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
Is this something we can talk about on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Perfectly clean.
Well, she knows. She's a broadcasting girl. She
I'm
knows.
A professional.
No, she jumps over the
That's Roberta. No, that's Roberta.
No.
You'll never hear me cross the line, ever. Never.
Whatever.
Well, you certainly won't hear
Molly
cross
the line.
I'll giggle
at a line.
As drones proliferate, people who manage outdoor recreational events are finding it tough to manage them because for whatever the reason, and I mean, who, maybe Richie can help me understand, who has a drone and wants to send it next door to see what's going on at his or her neighbor's house?
That's why I bought one for my dad for his birthday, because he wanted to know what was happening in
really?
The wall.
If I see one of those things over my house, I'm going to shoot it
and
down.
You have every right to.
Yeah.
But I think what they're talking about with this story, Dougie, is using drones like on public festivals and events and things, right, on
like
public property.
Like I'm going to Jazz Fest this weekend.
Right.
Will the news service or will the festival itself have a drone over top to be able to monitor or report on the crowd?
It's a weird thing. I went to a wine event, like, late last year. And as I was walking through, you have to walk down this dirt path, I heard this weird sound above me. And, you know, you think, is this like a monster bee? What's above me? And you look up, and there's this drone taking pictures of you as you're walking like cattle into this wine event. I mean, really bizarre. It's kind of unsettling, and it does make you want to take a rock and throw it down.
Yeah,
it's just weird to have something above you taking pictures.
Yeah. All right, so that's the drone thing. What do you do if you get visited by a drone? You shoot it down. All right, so I've just solved that problem. Now, Jennifer, how can I help you with your dating?
But if you're at a festival.
Not at a festival. I'm not going to shoot it down.
Or something at an event that's not yours, right? Yeah, it comes on your property.
Right. All right, so Jennifer, what can we do to help you in your
the show
current state?
Complete honesty. Okay. Sometimes I think I give too much access to my life, but this is a weird one. So I decided, like in the last couple of weeks, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm trying to like clear some time in my life and, you know, reorganizing things a little bit. And I'm like, you know, I really want to start putting a focus back on dating again. Okay. So instead of committing fully to one of the paid sites, which is clearly my advice here, kiddies, go for the paid sites because I think you eliminate a lot of the riffraff.
What does that mean, paid sites?
There are paid and free dating sites, and I decided to just try one of the free dating sites just to see what it was like. So,
hold on just a second. Some of them you pay for and some of them you get for free. Why would you go pay for one if you get into one for free?
Exactly. And that's exactly what you meet are the people that don't want to pay for one.
Well, people will pay $35 a month who are a little bit more serious.
Probably more serious.
About cuddling or dating or whatever they're
not
into.
Not just doing the hookup. Right.
Yeah.
And so I've learned over the last week or so that there's a lot of hookup stuff going on. But I can kind of like, you know, I can kind of push through that. Here's a weird one. So I start getting an email from this guy on Friday, okay, like just 2 days ago, 3 days ago. And he seems nice. And he's like, oh, you know, you're in the, he asked me what I did. I said I was in radio. It was kind of vague. And he goes, oh, I was a communications major. And, oh, you know, what do you like to do? And I told him, like, oh, I like sports, blah, blah, blah. And like, really, we're having this great conversation. So I kind of plunk in to look at his profile. And I see that this guy is like in Phoenix, which I'm in Los Angeles. So I'm thinking, it's kind of weird. So I write to him and I said, oh, I noticed you're kind of far away. And he goes, well, would you like to come here this weekend? Can you come here this weekend? And I was like, no, I have plans. And this is when I started to think things were going a little weird, right? So I'm like, why would he ask me to come here this weekend? We haven't even talked on the phone. I mean, we've literally exchanged a couple of emails, right? And so I thought, no, I'm, you know, I have plans. And I left it at that. He writes to me, well, if you can't come this weekend, do you think I could come and see you? I can stay with you, and then you can come home with me next weekend and stay with me.
And then he can give you a little baggie for all the body parts that he's going to chop up and put in.
Okay, so that's why they have the block feature.
So this was on one of the free sites.
Yeah, but he wanted to come and, like, stay. No, not a little much.
So were you able to just hit the block feature and that's it?
Yeah.
There are some weird people out there.
Who would ever ask that? I mean, would you ever ask that to a woman, guys?
Like, the problem is, apparently, somebody says yes. Because out there asking...
Yeah.
But two emails, and we're living together? Oh, God. They obviously don't know me. I have major commitment issues, sir. Two emails is not going to do it.
Well, it's more of a commitment to actually have a conversation on the phone these days than to do a hookup.
It would seem.
Yeah.
All right, there it is, dating a la Jennifer here on the Good Day program. 19 before the hour. Carl Tischer commenting on Facebook. Off to a great start. As I was listening to your show this week, I realized how long I've been a listener. A very long time. I was wondering if maybe someday you could kind of chronicle the show, just a simple 5-minute segment, where it all started, who became involved up to today, and how you are all in a different place, but still are able to produce the same great show. I was also thinking of the passing of Charlotte and her effect on not only you, but the show as well. Always makes me think of my past dogs. I just hope that we have many more years to enjoy your show. This guy's putting me, he's figuring Charlotte's gone. So I'm
I know,
next.
He's like, one down, one
down. I'm next out the door. Richie's got the banana peel right there at the doorway. Out. He's gonzo, sir. I assure you. Thank you, by the way. He says thank you for all you do. Chronicling the program is not something that takes 5 minutes. Let's just
like
say,
5 years.
Yeah, this is a labor of love in many circumstances. Certainly has been over the last few years because they haven't made any money. Amounts to anything. This program started in October of 1988. Rush Limbaugh started in August of 1988, and somebody came to me and said, "You know what? If Limbaugh can do this, why don't we put together a whole network?" So we put together a group of five people to do a talk network. As a first one ever. I was doing mornings, and it was called The Good Day Show. And okay, this is swell. And then the company went out of business, and I went somewhere else, and that company went out of business, and the IRS put a number somewhere. So finally, I took it on my own in 1991 and have survived for 27 years. It's the second longest running syndicated program, Monday through Friday, on the air. And it is because of the people that I have, it's in spite of some of the people that I've worked with, but it's because of, for the most part, the people like Jennifer, when she's having a good day, Molly, who's new with us.
What does that mean?
And Kenny, who's been with me off and on for quite a long time. Richie's been here for 18 years. And, yeah, we add new elements all the time. But the basic core, I suppose maybe I'm the basic core, I haven't changed. Well, actually, that's probably not true. If you listen to this program over the last 27 years, you'd find me changing a lot, and the context of the program has changed a lot. Maybe that's why it's still here, because we've kept up with what's going on. We collectively, and I have. What this has been is basically a reflection of my life. And I think most of these programs, anything that lasts, you can't fake it. I could not be on the air still. This is my 51st year as a broadcaster. I couldn't have survived this long were it not for me being myself, who I am. The good, the bad, the ugly, the guy who last week threw rocks me because of whatever. Kenny gets email and Facebook stuff all the time with people who just don't like, and I love the people I love the most over the years I've been doing broadcasting are the ones who say, "I'm never going to listen to you again." And then next week we get another email from, "I told you I was never going to listen to you again." So there is that, and it just is. It's a wonderful way for me to have made a living over these years, and to have brought people together with a lot of people who have a lot to say. The world is full of interesting people, interesting ideas, interesting things that are going on. And so the fact that this guy sort of gets it, and then acknowledges, I've been listening to you for a long time. There are a core of stations, probably a dozen or so, Richie, maybe 14, that have carried this program for more than 25 years.
Yeah.
Certainly one of them is in Wheeling, one of them is in Palm Springs, one of them is in a... Who did we hear from the other day?
El Paso.
And, but who? Somebody the other day from a station, I was trying to remember... where it was, but Jet's been around for a long time in Florida, but not the anyway. The point is that there are a lot of people who have been listening to the story of my life, in a sense, as we grow around the story of what's going on in the world, and that's something that I'm thankful for, to be able to be here and continue to tell you the stories. It's a good thing, and I appreciate your words on Charlotte. 14 before the hour.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women packed New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th to run the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event. In celebration of Earth Day, More Fitness and Shape magazines kicked off the race by raising awareness for the importance of sustainability and recognizing women making a difference in this field. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today hosted and ran the race, and Olympian Dina Castor competed for the third consecutive year. Elizabeth Goodman, artist, editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
It was a joy to share in the accomplishments of the thousands of women from all over the world who came to Central Park for one common cause, to take charge of their fitness goals and become a better version of themselves.
For more information, please visit morefitnesshalf.com. That's morefitnesshalf.com.
All right, 13 before the hour, we're joined now by Dr. Bruce Schanelhoff, who's one of my faves. He does a weekly feature understanding what is going on in the world of medicine, sort of not from the, it's sort of like Dr. Oz versus Columbia, in a manner of speaking, his webs, right? Isn't that it, really?
Well, I wouldn't elevate myself to that position.
Well, but it's the same. It's the idea of the puffery from the conventional medical establishment being used against people who actually have a brain. All right.
Well, that part's true.
Okay. All right. Good morning. What do you have for us this week? Good morning.
Well, good morning. The summer months are approaching, so let's talk a little bit about sunscreen. You know, the conventional wisdom is we all lather it on, protect ourselves from the sun, skin cancer, et cetera.
But a major
study conducted by researchers at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden found that women who avoid sunbathing during the summer are twice as likely to die as those who sunbathe every day. The researchers concluded that conventional dogma, which advises avoiding sun at all costs and slathering on the sunscreen to minimize sun exposure, is doing more harm than good. And this was a significant...
Well, isn't it
study.
Because of vitamin D, Bruce? The lack of vitamin D keeps vitamin D from your system.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And they it was 30,000 women they studied over 20 years. And the thing you have to appreciate about that vitamin D deficiency that you create by avoiding the sun, it protects the body from aggressive forms of skin cancer, as well as multiple sclerosis, rickets, tuberculosis, inflammatory bowel disease, rheumatoid arthritis. The list goes on and on. So, you know, the medical conclusions, you know, I often refer to what I refer to is the adolescent arrogance of science, the fact that there's these unintended consequences, and so often the medical dogma that comes out of it is related to the sale of, again, some kind of a product.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. Well,
so what's the line between being safe when you're in the sun and not burning and getting your vitamin D in 30 seconds?
Yeah, well, you know, people do need to be, you know, mindful about not, you know, going out and getting all blistered. But even that whole fear that, oh, if I get blistered, that this is going to cause skin cancer is something that is totally unproven. It's just another one of those things where they make that leap and they say, well, you know, we're protecting from these rays. We think these rays cause skin cancer, therefore, and again, without scientific proof. Sorry.
So, don't be sorry. Check out Bruce's website, 818newback.com. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
That makes me angry. And when Dr. Evil gets angry, Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset. And when Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset, people die!
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Austin Powers by the Wonderments from the movie Austin Powers International Man of Mystery. Number one movie this week in 1997.
Any more, Mr. Evil. Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
So, there were, what, three of these, Chucker?
Three of them.
And is there another one in the offing?
They've spoke about it for, like, the last 5 or 6 years doing another one. I don't know if it'll ever materialize. If it did, I think there still would be a pretty strong fan base for it, though.
Really?
Really good character.
Mm. All right, let's get to it. I want to talk about the Avengers movie coming out this weekend. As a matter of fact, we have a story about it at DougStefan.com and a poll today. But before we do that, let's go through the winners of this past weekend, Chucker.
Okay, Doug, really no surprise. Once again, for the fourth weekend in a row, Furious 7, the seventh entry, and the Fast and the Furious franchise for Universal Pictures placed first, $18 million, a whopping $320 million in 4 weeks of release here in the U.S. alone, over $1 billion worldwide. The critic proof, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, held up week to week, dropping just 34%, which tells you that his base audience could care less about the reviews.
Yeah, we saw
15.5 million, 44 million, 2 weeks of release.
Hold on a minute, Jago. What?
It's got it. We took a bunch of 11-year-old boys for a birthday party to see it, and some of the parents went, six of us went.
Yeah.
Very slow beginning, the first 40, 45 minutes, but it ends strong, really stupid and really funny. So it ends up strong, so it's worth seeing.
Number three, The Age of Adeline with Blake Lively. A pretty decent 13.3 million in the opening frame.
The story is very interesting, very good. It's obviously a chick flick, but I found it to be a story better than the trailers promoted. I thought it was a much better story than I expected, frankly, from going to see it.
Question, how much screen time did Harrison Ford get in it?
A lot. He got a lot toward the second half of it, a lot. Yeah, cool. He was very prominent in it, and the connection to Adelaide was really, I mean, it's a stretch, but then there are so many things in life that you don't understand. Who says something like this couldn't happen? It was a very well done. I don't know that I think Blake Lively is the best actress in the world, and I think you said that on Friday, but I think that the way it was done, more importantly, it couldn't have been a movie that was expensive to produce. I can't imagine that it was an expensive movie because it's
probably $20-25 million.
Yeah. Well, then you got to pay Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. So what's next?
Number four, the animated movie Home, 8.3, and horror film Unfriended ran out the top five, 6.2. Number six was a movie called Ex Machina, which is a Greek term, but it's about artificial intelligence. It stars this actor named Oscar Isaac, who's going to be one of the stars of the next Star Wars film.
Really?
This guy's the real deal, and this guy's going to be a megastar. I thought this was the best film I saw all year.
Really?
Thought-provoking, interesting, great script, well-directed, and totally absorbing.
Is it not? Hopefully there's not a lot of really violent,
it's not really violent. It's R-rated. There is nudity.
Nudity. I don't mind that. All right, did the Russell Crowe picture show up in the top 10?
It did not.
Really?
I don't know how many screens it's playing on. I think it's a very limited release.
Yeah,
what do you think of that one?
I thought there were parts of it that were too violent for me, but it was a very good story. Crowe directed it himself. It was obviously his movie. He wanted to do this movie, and it tells a very interesting story, frankly. It was a good story, and a story that reflects on war and thoughts of war and why people go to war, but I thought it was worth the take, frankly.
Went to see this movie While We're Young, which is on 700 screens. Ben Stiller, Amanda Seyfried, Naomi Watts, and I think an actor named Donald Driver. I liked it. Not
Did
great.
You?
I give it a 7.5 out of 10. Focus of the movie is a comedy drama about where you stand at a certain age in your life and how you accept
point. Moving on. All right. The story at DougStephan.com about the Avengers, the folks in apparently Germany don't like it for whatever. There are 193 small towns in Germany refusing to screen the movie, citing Disney's raised rental fee for the film. And so our poll today at DougStephan.com, because this will be the big movie of this coming weekend for sure, are you planning to see it? A, I've already seen it. How could you have already seen it? B, yes, I already have my ticket. C, probably, if the lines aren't too long. D, maybe, depending on what else is playing. E, I'm going to wait a few weeks until the crowds die down. F, I'm going to wait and stream it or watch it on TV. Or G, I have no interest in seeing it. Looks way too violent for me. Chucker, yes, no?
Oh, I'm going to see it.
Yeah,
sir.
Okay. All right, Chuck Curry is here with us as usual on Good.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 1-800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.